Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Matos Masei, 3 weeks. Tavshin Pei Elun Shemein Schus for Shlemer for Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka Pesor Shechol Yisrael, also included for Yaakov Ben Devorah Pesor Shechol Yisrael. First idea comes to us from the Tefer Shmuel, the brother of the Alexander Rebbe Tefer Shmuel. In Sheni in a regular year, but still I guess in the middle of Rishon, Kadosh Baruch Hu charges Moshe Nikom Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Me'as HaMidyonim Achat Teyasef Amecha. I need you to take revenge. You have to go after Midyan. Yar Moshe Alam Leimar Hechatzum Yechem Anashem Lasava Yu Al Midyan Last His Minute Nikmas Hashem BeMidyan. I need you to go after Midyan. I need you to be able to take over. What is going on over here? Says it to Tefer Shmuel. Hechatzum Yechem Anashem Lasava Yu Al Midyan Nikmas Hashem BeMidyan. I need you to take Nikama for Kadosh Baruch. We don't have this anywhere else. The Tefer Shmuel says, we know the Torah was telling us an event, not just something that was going to happen with Midian, but something that was going to happen forever. For any enemy of Klal Yisrael, if you go out, l'shem shemayim, if you go out for nikmas Hashem, you don't go out to show off your strength, but you're doing it in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're doing it in honor for Kavod Shemayim. You're doing it nikmas Hashem. Then you'll be zoche to be menatzech. Then you'll be zoche to be able to win the war. You don't go out to be able to destroy. You feel like taking over, but it's for covered shemayim. Then you'd be zocha to be able to have hatzlacha in your war. And that was the guarantee that Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu, telling Moshe, make sure it's for nikmas Hashem, not for yourself. You're not doing this for you. You're doing it for me. They're the ones who caused you to sin and they were the ones who called the 24,000 everyone to be able to die. So therefore, at the end of the day, you got to go. It's not for me. It's not for you. It's for me. And it's a tremendous lesson in covered shemayim. But it goes one step further. The pasuk says, Hey chaltzu meidchem. So Moshe says we have to arm men from yourselves. What do you mean? That's pashpshat. But the inner pshat, the pnimis pshat, says the Rebbe Rabbonim, what does it mean? That you should take away all the itchem from you. Take off all your own negias and your own yearnings and your own desires. Only be for the Rabbonim. Take out the itchem. It's not for you, it's for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then you could be Anashim Latzava. Then you could be serving for the Ribbono Shel Olam in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army. What an incredible lesson. It doesn't just mean in the physical army, but also means in the spiritual army. Everything we do, L'shem Shemayim, look at the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Reish Laman Aleph, that's what it means to be a Jew. Always serving the Ribbono Shel Olam, Simin Reish Laman Aleph. Tefer Shmuel, beautiful idea of a Kavod Shemayim. And the Rebbe Rabbonim on the same Pasuk, Hechatzu Meinchem, take yourself out of it and make sure then you could be someone in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army. Moving on to idea number two. A few psukim later, the pasuk says, from the beautiful idea from the Meir Shulach the Ishbitzer, "Vayitzpu al Midyan kashetziv Hashem asmosh vayargu kol zocher." They massed and they armed against Midyan as Hashem came in motion. They killed every male. What's the pshat of this lashon of "Vayitzpu al Midyan"? It says an incredible lesson from the Ishbitzer. You have to look at the words "al Midyan." What does it mean? "Vayitzpu al Midyan." They attacked upon Midyan, and this is what I mean in a Jew's life. You want to know how to grow in Avodas Hashem? Rach mish bekoichu lis alos al midyon. Only someone who's on the offensive. Don't wait for the Yitzhara and for him to attack you. No. If you constantly are busying yourself with Torah and mitzvahs, the Yitzhara can't touch you. It can't touch you. Like the Kutzker Rebbe said, I don't want chassidim who would sin. I want chassidim who don't have time to sin. That they're constantly busy with Torah and mitzvahs. They're constantly busy with the Yetzer Tov. And that's exactly what the Ishbur says in Torah. Vayitzpu al Midyan means, you want to know how to fight against Midyan? You're al Midyan. You're constantly connected to the Torah. You're constantly connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're constantly connected to everything you do. Everything is Yiddishkeit. Will it be taking care of your kids? That's a mitzvah. You're taking care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's precious children. That's not annoying. That's mamash. You're doing incredible things. It's all about your mindset. And that's what the Kutzker said. I don't want chassidim who are going to be able to fight the Yitzhar. I want chassidim who won't have time for the Yitzhar because they're so busy with the Yitzhar Tov. That's what it means to be Vayitzpu al Midyan. That they attacked upon Midyan. They're constantly on the offensive, busying himself with Torah and mitzvahs and tefillah and tehillim and kedusha and tahara. And they don't have time for Midyan, for the Midyan and for the Yitzhar to trickle in. What a beautiful idea from the Ishbitzer, from the Kutzker. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Chavetz Chaim, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pesukim Chav Aleph, Chav Beis. In this section of the Torah, it talks about kashering vessels that were previously used for unkosher food. Vayomer Elazar Hakohen Al Anshei Hatzava Al Adarim L'Mecham Zoschuk HaTorah Achaz Zidav HaSakesef. And the Chavetz Chaim says it's such an important lesson when it comes to Hechsher Kalim, and he brings it back to our Avodas Hashem as well. Chavetz Chaim says it's imperative to remember to know. I'm going to read it out of the English from Rabbi Zalig Pliskin, who quotes it. It's imperative to know to remove any unkosher food that was absorbed in the kli before using it for kosher food. First, it was necessary to clean out the vessels very well, to remove any rust. then the kelim were kashered by the same method as they were previously used. If they were directly used on the fire, they needed to have direct contact with the fire to render them fit to be used. If non-kosher food was cooked in them with boiling water, they now needed to be immersed in boiling water to remove what was absorbed. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it's the same thing in Avodas Hashem. When a person has averus in their life, and a person has, unfortunately, they make mistakes, and they did it with passion, you want to know, it's not just good enough to be able to get rid of those averus. Now you have to do tshuva, but you have to do tshuva with passion. If you sinned with fire, now you got to do mitzvahs with fire. If you sinned in fire and passion, then you got to do mitzvahs and with passion and energy. And he says that at the end of the day, you use your mouth for lashon hara, now you got to use your mouth for Torah. And he ends off saying an incredible thing. The ikar hechshar adam, the ikar purification of a person who I did Torah, ki mechshartu mitaharasa. The ikar hechshar of a person is through Torah, because that is the one that cleans a person up and makes a person pure. So the Chafetz Chaim says we learn a halacha by hagalas kelim. When it comes to getting rid of making a kli kosher, you want to know how to make it from tummy. It's got to be the same way that it was used. First, you got to get rid of the ra, then you got to make it tov, and then you got to have tov. But it's got to be done with the same passion and the same fire. And this really thought, when he ends off with those words, and the ikar hechshar adam hu adiyat Torah, reminded me of a vort that I heard from Rabbi Goldberg, who quoted the Rav Chaim Volozhiner in the Sefer on Pirkei Avos, Ruach HaChaim. Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. The Torah is called Umichsharto. Umachsharto. Where he makes us kosher? No. Says the Ruach Chaim, it's machsheras. By learning Torah, it makes us a more holy, spiritual, connected person. By just learning the Torah, it kashes us up. It kashes us to be able to be spiritual beings. And that's what Chafetz Chaim says. You want to make a kosher. You sin with passion. Now you got to make. You got to live with passion. You got to have davening with passion and learning with it and Yiddishkeit with passion and Baruch Hashem. A beautiful idea from the Chafetz Chaim. Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Moving on to idea number four. The last two ideas will be Parshas Maaseh. The first pasuk of Parshas Maaseh says, "Eilam Maaseh Bnei Yisrael Asher Yotzu Meretz Mitzrayim Litzov Asam B'Yad Moshe V'Aaron." These are the travels Chai Yisrael took after they left Mitzrayim through the hands of Moshe and Aaron. Says Rabbi Shlomo of Karlin, Rabbi Shlomo of Karlin, whose yartzeit is this week, I thought it would be apropos to say a Torah from him. I believe his yartzeit is Chav Beis Talmud. So Rabbi Shlomo of Karlin was the prime student, one of the Talmidim of the Maggid of Mezrich, I believe, and also the Talmid of Aaron of Karlin, the Baal Koch Soif. Says Rabbi Shlomo of Karlin, was pshat of Hashem Yotzu Min Eretz Mitzrayim, that they took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Says, you want to know the idea here? Says Rabbi Shlomo of Karlin, it's the idea of having role models and having tzaddikim and having teachers and people that you could connect to and help you get through your own Mitzrayim in life. That we were zocha to come out of Mitzrayim, lo haisa yichol yos below siyum shal Moshe v'Aaron. We weren't able to believe in Mitzrayim without the help of Moshe and Aaron leading us forward. Obviously, Moshe and Aaron weren't the ones who took us out of Mitzrayim, but they were the ones who guided us, who gave us the leadership. Moshe gave us the Torah. Aaron gave us gift through his speech. Aaron through his love. Moshe and Aaron was the combination. But it's the lesson to understand that every Jew has a Mitzrayim. And you want to know how we got out of Mitzrayim? Asher yot Mitzrayim, that's something beyond Moshe and Aaron. A person needs to be connected to role models, to tzaddikim, to rebbeim, to moros, to role models, to parents, to people that have gone through life. And it can give us lessons and messages from their own personal experiences. And this is the idea that they say in Gemara Brachas, I believe on Daf Lam and Gimel Mebeis. They say the Torah from the Baal Shem Tov and Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Hakubi Shemaim Chus Mi Yerushalayim. Everything is in the Hakadosh Baruch Hu's hands except for Yerushalayim. And they say just Yerushalayim? Yeah, Yerushalayim is a small thing by Moshe Rabbeinu. But not everyone's in Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Baal Shem Tov and Reb Chaim Volozhiner. What's pshat? Just by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small thing. But says the Baal Shem Tov and Reb Chaim Volozhiner, every single one of us has to have a Moshe Rabbeinu in our life. And when you connect it to a tzaddik, you connect it to a role model, you connect it to someone who's spiritually charged, you get uplifted by them. Every time you talk to them, you connect them. Every one of us know people like this in our life. And when you talk to them, and you're just in their presence, you're uplifted. And this is exactly the Torah from Rav Shlomo of Karlin was saying here. Asher yotzu mi eretz Mitzrayim, tzivatzam b'yad Moshe v'Aaron. We were zochah through the leadership, through the dveikas, through the kedusha and the tahara, through the leadership and the guidance of Moshe and Aaron. What an incredible Torah to be able to make sure we have rebbeim and Torah and role models in our lives. From Rav Shlomo of Karlin, a beautiful idea. From the Baal Shem Tov, Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Moving on to Deen number five, we end up with the Torah from the Rebbe, from the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Chusuk in Aleinu. Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Ches. Ayal Aaron Hakohen El Hora Harah Al Pi Hashem Yamas Sham B'Shnas Harabam L'Sitzu Ben Israel Yad Tzam B'Chodesh HaChamishi B'Chodesh HaChodesh. Aaron Hakohen passes away. When he passes away, he passes on the fifth day, the first day of the fifth month. We know
What was that? This is Dei Rav Chodesh Av. Asked the Rebbe, what's Pshat? Why did the Torah have to tell us over here? You know, Aaron HaKohen passed away already in Parshas Chukas. Why didn't the Torah tell us the date already in Parshas Chukas? Why did it tell us here in Parshas Maaseh? And the Lubavitcher Rebbe says beautifully. He says, no, usually Maaseh falls out right around, it's in the middle of the 3 weeks, but usually right around the 9 days. Rosh Chodesh Av symbolizes who Aaron HaKohen was. It wasn't Stam that Aaron HaKohen passed away Rosh Chodesh Av. Aaron HaKohen was Oev Shalom, Rodesh Shalom, Oev Shalom, Karev HaTorah. He loved people, he loved peace, he pursued peace. And we know the Gemara Numa tells us, Tesses Mabiz, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Says the Rebbe, you want to know Pshat? Why is it the Torah tells us in Parshas Maaseh and not in Parshas Chukas, the yard site, the date, the exact date? And I believe it's one of the only dates we know in the entire Torah where the yard site of someone in Tanakh, because the Chodesh Baruch Hu wanted to show us, right now, before you're going to go into the month of Av, no, it's time to be like Aaron HaKohen. It's time to up your Avas Yisrael, up your Achdus, up the loving and caring and the compassionate, to be a more kind and caring person. And that's what the Rebbe, that's how the Rebbe lived his entire life. The Rebbe lived his entire life with that commitment. You go to any Chabad, it's all about Avas Yisrael, it's all about Ahava, Ahava, Ahava. I know it's one of the stories that always impacts my life. The Lubavitcher Rebbe was once, I believe the story goes, he was once sitting out, he wasn't able to go to a chasna that was in Seven Sendi, and usually he always heard that, you know, the great band, and he didn't hear the band going out outside. So he ushered in one of his gabbais, and he told the gabbai, you know, where's the band outside? He said, the gabbai said that they weren't able to afford it. So the Rebbe said, make sure you here, take some money, make sure you go, but make sure you don't tell it to come from me. The Rebbe had no idea who that chasna and kala were. But maybe he wanted to make sure there would be a chasen kala, make sure there would be a wedding, even if they couldn't afford it. The Rebbe, every Jew for him, for the Rebbe, was like a son and daughter to him. People say the Rebbe didn't have any physical children. That's true, but how many children does he have? Look at the entire world. How every inch of the earth is connected with Chabad. There's so much, the Rebbe has so many children, so many children. It's all about Ahava, Ahava, Ahava. What a beautiful insight of Dafka by Aaron HaKohen's yard site. The date is mentioned in the beginning, not mentioned in Chukas, but mentioned in Maaseh, to be able to tell us, going into the 9 days, especially in 3 weeks, make sure to up your ante, be like Aaron HaKohen, all about love and care and compassion, being a more kind person. Let's just review these 5 ideas. We started off saying on the chart from the Tefer Shmuel, the Chodesh Baruch Hu charges Moshe, Hei Chatzum, Yidchem, Anashim, Atzava, Nikmas Hashem, should be going out for the revenge for the Rebbeinu Shalom, avenge for the Rebbeinu Shalom. Tefer Shmuel says, was it just a one-time thing? Anytime you go out to war, make sure it's for Kavod Shemayim, you'll be 100% successful. If it's not for yourself, it's got to be for Hashem, Nikmas Hashem, for the Rebbeinu Shalom. And the Rebbe Simcha Bonim writes in Kol Simcha, he says, Hei Chatzu Meidchem, take yourself out of it. Meidchem, take yourself out of it. To get all your Negiyas Idchem, and then you'll be Zocha to have tremendous Siyat Shemar. The second idea we said for the Meir Shalach, the Ishvitzer Rebbe, Vayitzbu Al Midyon. What does it mean, Al Midyon, says the Ishvitzer? It's just not good enough to play defense against the Yitzhar. You got to play offense against the Hara. Torah, Tefillah, Chesed. And the more a person is busy with the Yitzhar will fall right. And this is the Rambam. The Rambam says it straight up. The only reason why the Yitzhar comes into a person's life is because of the Lalev Parami in a Chachma, right? Someone is not connected to Torah. The Kutzk Rebbe said that this is the whole Torah. He didn't want a chassid who had a Yitzhar. I want a chassid who doesn't have time for the Yitzhar. A chassid who's so busy with his Yitzhar Tov. What a beautiful insight in the Ishvitzer. And the Kutzk to always be busy with our Yitzhar Tov. Chavetz Chaim said, we said in Perek HaManal, Pesukim Chafav Chavbez, the kashering Kalim, Hagal's Kalim, the same way they were used. Now we have to kasher them the same way they were used. What's Pshat? The Pshat is the same way. If you sinned with passion and ish, now you got to serve the Bonesh with passion and ish. And you said Lashon Hara with your mouth, and now you got to use your mouth for Torah. And he says the ultimate way to be able to makshir your person is Dafka through Torah. And that's exactly what Rav Chaim Elazar says in Perkei Avos, Perek Vav Mishnah Av. The Torah is called Machsharto, because it's makshir a person. It makes a person, it kashes a person up. Like you go into a mikvah, it kashes you. Torah is kashes you. Torah kashes a person. And that was the whole word of the Chavetz Chaim, make sure we connect ourselves with passion and avodas Hashem, but specifically when it comes to the karech of Talmud Torah. So that's 3 ideas for Matos. The last two are in for Maaseh. Rabbi Shlomo of Kalenu Zartes Chav Beis Talmud. It says, the pasuk says, Eina Maaseh B'nei Zohar Shayotu B'Eretz Mitzrayim. He left Mitzrayim B'Yad Moshe V'Aaron through the karech of Moshe and Aaron. It says, Rabbi Shlomo of Kalenu, the Baal Yartz, the Baal Hilulu this week, the Zohar to be able to have tzaddikim in our lives, Rebbeim in our lives, teachers in our lives, and manhigim like Moshe and Aaron. And that's the lesson for us, to always be spiritually connected through teachers and role models and tzaddikim, and that's the Gemara Brachos, that the Chodesh Baruch Hu says, HaKobit Yishamayim Chutz Mir Yishamayim, But by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's just a small thing. It says about Shem Tov, it says Nefesh Chaim, not everyone's a Moshe Rabbeinu. No, not everyone's a Moshe Rabbeinu. But everyone can find a Moshe Rabbeinu in their life. Everyone can find a Rebbe. Everyone can find someone they're connected to that spiritually uplifts you, and then you get uplifted. And that was the beautiful Torah from the Baal Shem Tov, Reb Chaim Valezhiner, and Reb Shlomo of Klein, always making sure to stay connected to Tzaddikim. Finally, the final day, Lubavitcher Rebbe says, why is it that in Aaron HaKohen here, Lama Gimel HaMechas, as Yarta is mentioned, the date is mentioned, the first day of the fifth month, Rosh Chodesh Av is mentioned here, and not Parash Chugas when he actually passes away? Because the Parshas Masha usually falls out around the 3 weeks and during the 9 days. Chodesh Baruch Hu wants to be able to tell us it's time for Oy V'Shalom V'Rod V'Shalom. It's time to increase your Avos Yisrael. We said the Meisah of the Lubavitcher Rebbe when he heard the Chasan Kala not having the regular music. He made sure to be able to make sure very secretly. But because his love for every Chasan Kala was so special, he wanted to make sure they had that. We should be Zochav Ez Hashem to take these ideas. Always be Kluk L'Shem Shemayim. Take all our Negiyas out. Everything should be for Kavod Shemayim. Always making sure we're always going up against the Yitzhar, not waiting to be on Divas, but we're always on the attack, always looking for ways to grow. The Koyach of Torah should be machshir us, and we always be able to make sure to live our lives passionate and avodas Hashem, connect ourselves with the tzaddikim and role models, and make sure to be able to increase our avodas Yisrael in this time of the year. Be'ez Hashem Shchach.